One of the aspects of entrepreneurship that can be overlooked is our health, both physically and mentally. And making that a priority all around is essential for a happy, productive, and fulfilling career. So Marcus Gates, who is a health trainer and a part of our Total Life Freedom Mastermind community, led a call outlining his top priorities when it comes to health. And the list was challenging and very informative, different in some ways than we might have heard. So what we're bringing you today is a clip from that call where Marcus led and talked about where we put our priorities in terms of our health, our money, and our time. And these type of exercises are incredible to learn from and to learn from each other about. But you have to be honest and upfront with yourself and with others, and that's what we did here. So here's a peek within one of our niche mastermind calls, this one dealing with health. Take it away, Marcus Gates.
When it comes to health, the main point of today is just talking about priorities. This kind of comes back to the very first health call we did, was just talking about treat your health like you do your business.
Yep.
And another thing that we talked about, the retreat, Ken Carfagno mentioned it to me, was would you put health as a priority? Would you put time, or would you put money?
That's a great question.
So Vincent, where would you rate your health, time, and money?
I want a deeper meaning of the question. Like, is the amount of time that I put into it?
If you had to focus on one thing that you're going to do today and every day moving forward, are you going to make sure your body and your mind and your emotions and everything are in check and healthy? Are you going to focus on how much money can I make? Or are you going to focus on how much time do I have to do what I want with that time? What is the most important thing out of those three things?
That's a great question. I think, if I'm being totally honest, three is first, one is second, and two is third. So I think the time aspect of it is first for me, the health is second, and the money is third.
Okay. What about you, John?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd like to say health is first, but I'm certain it's not, because
reflect on your habits and let's just start with there. And then
let's get out of the way that we all want to say that health is first.
It'd be money, time, and health, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is what it is, because I think you can't learn and grow without giving an honest answer to that. Yeah. Jonathan Murray.
Yeah, I think the same with that. And I think for a lot of us that are getting our businesses going, we're really pushing on the money aspect right now. And maybe that changes, and maybe that's something to keep in mind, and something to try to, you know, live by. But but it's kind of trying to do the best of both, but in fact, it's negative on both ends.
I love the honesty of these answers. Wendy or Jeremy?
I was going to say, like, money has for sure been the number one for a while, and I'm working to make it not the number one, but I almost see, like, free time and health as the same category for me. Like, they coincide. If I don't have time to do what I want, my health goes out the window, and I don't cook and I don't work out.
I was going to say, is that because in your free time, the time that you're giving yourself, you're spending that on positive things for your body, for your mind, all that stuff?
Yeah.
I'm the same way as well. It's awesome to have passions that help your health out. Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, you asked me this 6 months ago on a call, then I would have definitely said money, freedom, and then health. But
yeah,
I mean, I kind of took a hiatus last month actually, and just completely doubled down on health. It's weird how much of a difference that it makes in being able to restructure my business and figure out what it is that I want to approach, or how I want to get out of the W-2 or start my own business and all that. So
health doesn't just mean your physical health and your weight, but that also means your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health. I mean, there's so many factors that go into it. And you need a well-rounded amount of all that stuff, because if all you're doing is going to the gym, but you're not working on whatever is in here or in your body, you know, whatever the case is, there's other things you're going to be, you know, sacrifice and not be performing well. So you want to make sure that stuff's in point. But so here's my argument as to why health should be number one for all of us. And I definitely understand, you know, we're all, I think it's easier for me to say that health should be our number one, because my business is all about health. And so it's easy for me to do all this stuff, because not only do I need it for my health, not only do I need it for my money, but like, it's my business, it's my free time. So like, it's overwhelming for me in that sense. But so the reason why I believe that health should be number one for all of us is because no matter how much time you have, you're going to end up sacrificing all that time for healthcare, for reactive healthcare, not proactive stuff, but you're going to be spending time in the doctor's offices, getting on meds or whatever the case is. Like, if you're living a stressed life, I mean, just to, not to pick on you, Jonathan Murray, but like, you're amplifying your caffeine, then you're adding all this other stuff into your body to help you sleep, which is awesome. You're being mindful that you know you need more sleep, but you're going the shortcut routes, which are going to lead to more and more problems, especially if you do that long-term. You know, it's awesome to have as much time as you want to have, but I mean, do we want to all live until we're 55 or 60? And then we have all this time and all this money, but we have no health to go along with it. So now
it's like that Asian quote. I think it's from the Dalai Lama that said that a lot of people sacrifice health to make money. And then later on in life, use that money to get their health back.
Exactly.
Or try to get their health back. Doesn't mean you need to get it.
Try. Yeah. Because they can't get often their health back, and they definitely can't get the time back or the quality of life.
Yeah. My daily habits, I take spirulina. I drink all this water. I restrict myself from overeating just foods because I know what I want my life to look like in 5 years from now and 10 years from now and 25 and 35 years from now. I know what all that stuff looks like. And so, I mean, I think we all do the exact thing for our business. Where do we want to see our business in 10 years? We always ask ourselves that. And okay, what am I doing now to work towards that 10 years? That's awesome if your business hits those goals in 10 years, but if you're in the hospital or you're not having the energy to go live it up, then what's the point of getting there? It's awesome you built that business and your family might have it afterwards.
And Marcus, I could tell you, I still remember, so we photographed a wedding in Ohio and the guy that owned the country club owned almost the whole town where it was at. And he had all the money in the world and he had all the influence there. He was in terrible shape physically. You could see it. And I remember thinking specifically, like, you won this game that everybody wants to win, and you are literally sacrificing not only the 30 years more of it, but even the enjoyment of it right now. Such an important topic to discuss, to think about, and to really understand how health should always be a top priority, no matter what age we're at, because of the life we want to live going forward for ourselves, for our families, and for our clients. Thank you, Marcus Gates, for leading this. If you're interested in being a part of this amazing group and you want to be notified when a spot opens up, go to totallifefreedom.com, check out the information and apply, and we'll see if this is a great fit. Have a great one, and I will be back with you tomorrow.